love that you were going to do this. And I thought, well, yeah, sure. But you did.
I did give up.
I'm just being honest. You didn't give up. You kept it going.
I've dedicated this as a career. I love Northern Nevada. I found a way to make a living at this, to support myself. What I created is a new Chamber of Commerce business model called the Reno Sparks Local Business Co-op. I could have called it Reno Sparks Local Business Chamber of Commerce, but I didn't. But what I am is a membership-driven group of local businesses, only locally owned, to support each other. And so to promote B2B, which again leads to that $350 million. I have the directory for consumers to choose to go to local businesses. The co-op is for businesses to do business with other local businesses to promote the B2B. And then I have a campaign also where I'm making sure the government, it's a slow process, but we can procure, give local businesses favoritism in their procurement so that we can keep some of that money here. All of that put together will create this 10% shift that will create $350 million annually in our new in our economy, rather than leaving right now in the form of corporate profits and franchise royalties. That money's leaving right now. We're spending that money in the wrong places. All we have to do is shift from the chain store coffee shop to the local coffee shop, from the chain store restaurant to the local restaurant, from the not locally owned casino to the local casino.
Forget the Starbucks and buy the local coffee.
Bebo's, all the, you know, Aroma Cafe, all those are great coffee shops. And there's you can go to Caro's, not, or you can go to Jack's, you see. So, and here's how it creates jobs. You compare Caro's. Everything comes in on a truck. We're going to pick on some of these guys. I guess I don't usually do this on the radio.
No, it's okay. We're not picking on them. We're
giving
facts.
Every bite you eat at Caro's or Denny's comes in on a truck.
Well, Denny's ships theirs in with cardboard.
Sure.
Their food or cardboard.
All the chain stores do that.
Add a little water. Poof, you got eggs.
But if when you go to Jack's, every bite you eat there came from another local business. Yeah. That's where the jobs come
from. The food,
too,
right?
Yes. Yeah. So the food, and then where do the profits go? Well,
locally.
With the chain stores, they leave the area. The locally owned, that guy's a homeowner. He pays property taxes. The property taxes support the schools, the parks, the libraries, and the police. So he's paying property taxes. So is the owner here? That's what locally owned means, is the owner here. And then the profits that he makes off that business is his income. He spends that here locally. The profits from chain stores and franchises have royalties are not spent locally. They go back to the headquarters.
And you know what is another thing? Is because you can hold someone who does business here locally responsible. You can hold them responsible for what you buy.
The customer service is always supposed to be better if they want to survive.
Yeah.
You know, that's why they're closing. Some of them need to close. Some of them have terrible price structures. Some of them aren't competitive. And some of them have terrible customer service. And the consumer decides, I'm not going to go back there. I gave them a chance. So I'm saying give the local businesses a chance. Well, who's locally owned? Go to buylocalrenosparks.com, hit that search engine button, and find what category it is you're ready to do business in, from bookstores to restaurants to coffee shops to insurance to banking.
It's more fun on the internet. And so, it's a place to go locally and do it.
Everybody's shopping, you know, at least doing your research. I don't know, 60 or 70%.
Even why not hit up a local? Yeah, local.
And then identify who's locally owned, and then give them a chance to earn your business. If you can find what you're ready to buy at a chain store, go to the local business that has the same item and offer them to match the price.
And they will a lot of times.
If they will. Now, remember, even if they can come close, they don't have the purchasing discounts, the volume that you
right.
get. You know,
yeah.
Moen & Nursery versus Home Depot. Duh. He can't buy what Home Depot buys. But, you know, but he can come close. So even if they come close, it's better to keep the money local. And I'm saying go to the chain store if you're going to shop online out of state.
Go to the local chain store.
Go to Walmart
local
before
people,
you shop online out of state. They collect sales tax.
Local people work here. Tell us a little bit about Reno Sparks Green Business Chamber of Commerce.
I just added that. I have the software that allows me to do this. I have from D Automation. This is Chamber of Commerce Management Software. What I am the first one to take their Chamber of Commerce Management Software and load it with only locally owned businesses. So I created a product for them, a Buy Local campaign. And now in this software also includes the ability to for a member business to take a pledge and click one of those icons there, click that the logo there, and what'll happen is it's a pledge. I didn't bring a copy of it here. Right there, you can scroll down the underlined part. And if you're a business that takes that pledge, that means that you are here to support the local ecosystem. You're here to be a good steward of your area here in Northern Nevada. So if you take that pledge, you get to use the logo of the Going Green Pledge, and then on your website, everybody that joins the Reno Sparks Local Business Co-op gets a website, and they get to use that logo and use it for promotions. And what that tells the customers, I am a good steward of the ecosystem here in Northern Nevada.
I love that. Let me read the pledge. The object is to support the promotion of a healthy environment. Before members are allowed to participate in the Green Business Chamber of Commerce, they must pledge to do the following at their business or organization: comply with all the business regulations, conserve energy and other valuable resources, implement procedures to reduce pollution and waste, be environmentally and socially responsible within the community, and constantly work to improve treatment of humans. I like that one. Mm-hmm. The conservation of resources and reduction of waste. Very nicely said.
So that's
said,
an overall.
Dave.
Now, what that did, I didn't make that up. That comes with the chamber management software. So there's hundreds of chambers across the country offering to their members to take this pledge. So one of the benefits of taking the pledge and joining the co-op is that you're listed in a national database of going green businesses in the Green Business Chamber of Commerce.
And so, that's what we're trying to do. Go green. Go green.
Well, this just to promote everybody that you're just not a business that doesn't care. You know,
right.
I'm a very central person. I know everybody. There's a corporate America way on the right, and then there's give me everything for free way on the left. Well, in the middle is the common sense part where corporate America would run us over. They'd pollute every stick of air we had and everything, every bit of water we could drink.
They've tried.
So you have to have some monitoring. Mm-hmm. Now it's gone crazy. I'm not about carbon credits and all. It's a stupid way to reduce air pollution. The common sense way is if you can't put your face over the smokestack and breathe it, there's something wrong with what you're doing. That's my air. If you're polluting my air and my water, there's something wrong with what you're doing and you have to stop. That's all. You don't have to create all these crazy government programs. It's just
I think it's more like undoing all these crazy government programs,
well, that too,
isn't it?
But at the same time, you can't let corporate America run amok. They'd put so much fertilizer on the golf courses. The golf courses would be nice and green, but what would that do to our water system?
And our animals, they're all, our ducks. And
yeah, so there's got to be a monitoring system, a common sense approach to being sustainable is what it's about. So this pledge really tells your consumers, I am sustainable. I am a good steward of my community. And that's what this whole thing is about. And this is a coast-to-coast movement that I've launched here, joining with hundreds of chambers across the country.
Well, let me ask you, are you having mixers? That's
yes.
an important thing when you have
well,
a Chamber
I
of Commerce
just
situation.
That. I'm having mixers and a green movie night. I
Woo-hoo!
Think it's coming up on the 17th of November as the first Friday night movie. It's called Farmageddon, The Unseen War against the American Family Farm. Corporate America is coming and buying up all the farms, and again, not doing the best for everybody in the situation with the farms.
Dave Atcher, you are too much. I just love it. You going to run for office?
I think I'm going to be more effective just with the position I have now and keep promoting.
As Dave Asher, buy local. Think local first. Reno Sparks Local Business Co-op. And you can go online at livelocalrenosparks.com. Thank you for all you do, Dave.
Thank you for having me.
I'll have you back again. And we'll be back again. You're with Broadview. JP's here. You're on KBZZ Sparks Reno.
CBS News, I'm Sam Litzinger. Like a lot of funny people, Andy Rooney had a very serious side. The world sometimes bothered him, and he said so. Rooney has died at age 92. CBS News correspondent Nick Young looks back at his long life.
Andy Rooney started his journalism career as a reporter for Stars and Stripes during World War II. 50 years later, he could still remember standing on Utah Beach amid the D-Day casualties.
And they had covered with blankets. And they did not cover their shoes. And I remember thinking that day, all those boots so much the same on boys so different.
Rooney went on to spend decades at CBS News as an award-winning writer, producer. But it would be his essays for 60 Minutes that turned him into a personality.
I don't care much for Brussels sprouts. What I always want to read is stories about lottery losers. My life is cluttered with things I've saved.
We'll miss you, Andy. Nick Young, CBS News.
60 Minutes will air a tribute to Andy Rooney tomorrow night. He died of complications after surgery. A former football coach at Penn State University and two top Penn State officials have all been charged in connection with a sex scandal. Authorities say former football defensive coordinator Jerry Sandusky has been charged with sexually abusing 8 boys. WTAJ-TV reporter Ben Manning has reaction from a charitable program for disadvantaged young people, the Second Mile, which was helping the alleged victims.
The letter from the Second Mile Foundation says Sandusky maintains his innocence, but the foundation says their highest priority must continue to be the safety and well-being of the children participating in their programs.
Sandusky's free on $100,000 bail. Tens of thousands of customers in Connecticut are still without power after last weekend's big snowstorm. They're fed up, and lawmakers are demanding some answers. Governor Dan Malloy promises an independent investigation.
I don't have the power to seize the company, but suffice it to say that there's a lot of talk, and I'm part of that, about what we may need legislatively to address this situation.
The power company says it's working as fast as it can to get the lights back on. Greece's conservative opposition leader is turning thumbs down on a government offer to form a power-sharing coalition. He's demanding immediate elections, saying Prime Minister George Papandreou is dangerous for the country. CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi says it's a tricky time for the PM.
If he goes to early elections, he's going to lose. So he wants to cling to power. He wants to find some way to get things moving, and probably in the hope that if they can stave off elections for 4 or 5 months, the bailout plan will work and he'll start looking clever and can get reelected.
Papandreou is trying to form a coalition government so Greece can secure a new debt deal. His manager says the last round may be coming soon for boxing champ Joe Frazier, the 67-year-old suffering from liver cancer and is under hospice care. Doctors haven't told him how long he may have. Smokin' Joe became world famous by beating Muhammad Ali in the so-called Fight of the Century back in 1971. This is CBS News.
You're stranded by the